ABC Radio Australia.
The decision by Australia and New Zealand to withdraw from this year's Rugby League World Cup in the UK could force the Pacific Island teams to pull out of the competition too. The official line is that the Big Two have opted out because of player welfare and safety concerns. Those concerns centre on the prospect of players having to quarantine for 2 weeks on their return from the tournament in late November, a situation that would mean NRL clubs having no access to their players until the last 2 weeks. Weeks of pre-season. So that now that the Kangaroos and the Kiwis are not going, there are inevitable consequences for the Pacific nations with large numbers of their players contracted to NRL teams. Don Nathambe, the acting chief executive of the Fiji NRL, says if the Bati are still to go to the UK, the likelihood is that they would be without any and many of their star names because NRL clubs just won't release them.
Definitely, we know the impact of both nations having to withdraw from the World Cup. And given that, you know, a majority of our best available players are playing in the NRL competition, and likewise in other New South Wales Rugby League competition in Australia, that'll be a problem for us in having to, source our best available players for an event such as the Rugby League World Cup.
So as it stands at the moment, are you still part of the competition and you will put a team out regardless? Or do you think in the end you will be forced to withdraw as well?
Well, it has come, as a surprise, the news of Australia and New Zealand's withdrawing. And we're waiting a formal notification from Rugby League World Cup and the International Rugby League on how the tournament will look like. And then based on what we get, we will be able to make a well-informed decision regarding our position in whether to continue to participate or not.
What was your feeling before this decision was made by Australia and New Zealand? Because their disquiet over the decision to go ahead with the competition this year was well known, and they'd certainly made threatening noises over the last couple of weeks. I mean, would you rather that the whole thing was put back until 2022, which is what Australia and New Zealand were asking for?
You know, we were looking forward to the World Cup happening at the end of this year, and I know the Rugby League Players Association are part of the actual machinery determining player workloads and making sure that player welfare and other welfare issues were well taken care of for the Rugby League World Cup. And so we were optimistic that the event would actually take off as planned. And with the announcement last week, you know, we were really glad, we overjoyed with the news of the World Cup going ahead. It was a point to be postponed, definitely in Fiji's case. Our commercial arrangements with our sponsors also at stake. So now with the change in tune from Australia and New Zealand, we'll really have to go back and have a little bit more discussions on what's going to happen should we postpone.
You've already pointed out that you feel you would struggle to get all your best players available because of their connections, most of them, with the NRL. I mean, I suppose that this is a double-edged sword, isn't it? That without Australia and New Zealand, if Fiji put out their strongest side, you would be in with a shout of winning the tournament. But then do you really want to win a World Cup where the number one and number two nations are absent?
That's a good question, Richard. I think I'm not in the best position to answer that right now. I'm trying to absorb the news because we've started off, with a big leap from last week's announcement and now this.
But surely, were Fiji to go to the World Cup and win a tournament without Australia and New Zealand being there, it would be tremendous for the players involved, but it would be rather a hollow victory, wouldn't it?
True. I agree. You have the defending champion and the world's number one rugby league side withdraw from the tournament. It wouldn't be the World Cup without Australia and New Zealand being in it.